just putting it on hold, so.
And I'm just like Baby Bear, it's just right for me.
Just right, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Are we live?
Yes.
Ready? All right. Go ahead and call our meeting to order. Ask Helen Suti to open us with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge. Helen. All right, next is meeting minutes for 6:28 and 6:30.
Look good to me.
I've got on 6:30, I think we need to add field for Springfield. We've got spring.
Yeah. And
then need to change
Hirschman, gotcha.
On the 30th.
Motion to approve 6:28 and 6:30 with the
correct
changes with corrections.
Second.
There's our second. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Can you hand that to her so she knows which the corrections are?
Yes, that one. We started a minute early, Bob.
Okay.
You're not late. You're right on time. All right. Next, we have accounts.
Sorry. I need that tape.
Well,
no, we said the right one. You handed me the different one. Here it goes.
There's two things. Springfield and
Houseman.
Okay. Next, we have accounts payable.
I had a little question about one of them, but I think that probably needs to be discussed with the office holder and the other building. So
let me pull mine back out of there. I thought I was going to be more prepared for today's discussion, and with the move of the office, I'm not quite there yet. So
okay,
whatever that one. And I think the ones
they're still holding the check on it.
Yeah, they're still holding the
okay
check on it.
The one that I had was with the mileage on Carol Davis that was turned in. I'm still not clear with how the statute reads and the options that were taken, and I would like to have a little conversation with her about that. So,
Helen, do you know what the number is handily, or the
for Carol?
Yes.
320-419.
I'm not asking that it be pulled at this time. I'm asking that we clarify why.
So you don't want to pull it then?
I'm not asking that it be pulled. I'm just asking the question in the discussions that we've had in the past, why this one's in there.
Okay. We probably need to get with Rick. Rick's want to work with Carol Arlen.
Yeah. That's what I say. There's some office holders that we need to talk to.
Okay. So we're not pulling that one.
I was just going to bring it up so that if they're listening, which I'm sure they will, they'll know that I'm...
We'll talk to Rick about that then.
Okay, so you are for approving it when we go through
it. And approve it, and then we'll see what...
I have two reimbursements for our office that I'm still not in favor of, so I don't know whether we want to pull those out and vote on them separate, or...
We can vote on them separate, it's fine. So...
Okay.
Cell phone charges, two of them at $26 each.
Helen, do you know which one numbers those are?
Well, y'all can still approve them, and we won't need numbers.
No. I'm going to make a motion to approve them.
Okay, go ahead.
Make a motion to approve all accounts payable except for the one that Mr. Strophus asked to be pulled. That's what I'm going to...
Second.
Okay. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. please let the record show the reason I opposed was the two reimbursements for our office cell phone use. All right, we didn't have any journal entries or transfers, but we do have the assessor's
statement. I'm not sure.
I want to say budget report. How is that term? Assessor's.
Isn't the STC? It's the STC reimbursement budget, basically, or STC reimbursement fund?
Yeah, it's on their staff fees. War with words this morning. But anyhow, I'd make a motion to approve signing of those copies for the State Tax Commission report. Maybe that's a good way to put
that's
it.
That's fine. Second.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. How about public comments? I saw Bob Shantz on there. Bob, welcome, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm sure you gentlemen received many phone calls during the course of a week. He's smiling. You must get a lot of them. I get quite a few. I won't say a lot of them. At least one or two every week, sometimes five or six, looking for legal advice. I say, get a lawyer. Well, I can't afford it. Thought you know the answer. But this past week, I received two phone calls which really got to me. And these people were telling me about an elected official who was running for re-election for office, wanted to put a sign in their yard, and in one case, the husband says no, and then the elected official went to the wife, who happens to work for Taney County. And it was sort of an intimidation deal, and it was a roundabout way, well, you know, you work for the county, and, you know, if I'm elected, blah, blah, blah. Well, the one I spoke to two ladies, but one of them is fearful of her job. She needs to feed the children and take care of the bills. And Friday, I called the Secretary of State's office, the Election Commission. Nobody was there. Yesterday was a holiday, and today it's 9 o'clock. I'm here. I'm going to check into it further. It is wrong. Now, over the 4th of July weekend, what I had thought of is that I think you gentlemen ought to come up with something, some rules, some, and I know people will say we've got freedom of speech, freedom of this, freedom, but I'm sorry, there is no freedom when you intimidate people about their job. It's no different than the Black Panthers in Philadelphia who are being heard today, had big clubs in their hands during the last presidential election telling people they should vote for certain people, or else. It's not right. Now, I know Governor Brewer was brave in Arizona when she made the law about immigration, and I think you gentlemen ought to come up with something. Our counselor here can work with you. I don't know the answer of how to word it, but it should say something to the effect that if somebody who works for Taney County is going to have a sign in their yard for any candidate, they should have to fill out a form with the clerk's office, maybe, that says, I'm doing this in my own free will, I'm not being pressured, and et cetera, et cetera, and keep it on file, and if they want to do it, or maybe people who work for the county just shouldn't have signs. I mean, we have 42,000 people, 42, whichever figure you look at, in Taney County. Why do we need 100 people that work for the county to put a sign? I mean, my way of looking at it is if you can't get the other 40-some-odd thousand people to put a sign, you're pressuring somebody who works for the county, and it is not right. So I hope you gentlemen could come up with something, some little – you're the president of the Central Committee, I think you –
Republican Club.
The Republican. Well, okay. But I think it's an interest for that organization. There should not be any pressure on anybody. My God, I mean, bumper stickers, yard signs, whatever, there should be no pressure whatsoever. And I hope you can come up with something to, you know, along with what I said, let the clerk fill out a form. or just have it, it's against the law to have a sign in yard if you work for the county. I don't know, but that's, I hope.
Take a question or two?
Sure.
Anybody got questions for Bob?
I just have one. You are going to pursue it with the Secretary of State then?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, Friday I had to go to the gospel convention thing, and so I couldn't stay there, wait for the call. I will pursue it further today. I think it's against the law in some way. I mean, it's just the only thing is the young lady is afraid to sign something, afraid about her job. So I'm going to see if the Secretary of State will say if they sign this document telling who and what that their job will be guaranteed. And I don't know if that's possible. I don't know.
The reason I ask, if you get some information, would you come back?
Sure, I will.
Okay.
But election is coming up
quickly
in less than a month, and we need to stop this practice. It needs to be stopped today. In fact, it wouldn't be a bad idea to make sure that there's permission every time a sign is put up. I mean, coming in this morning, I see two guys running for the same office. Their signs are 3 feet apart. Now, did the man who owns the property say, yeah, go ahead and put it up there, I don't care, or did they just put it up there? I mean, it's... Man, it's almost like a fungus. These signs are just growing all over the place, and they put them where, my God, I didn't know that guy's for so-and-so. Was it just put there? And the other thing I noticed in the paper, you've got a few openings on the Transportation Committee.
They were filled last week.
They were filled?
Yes, sir.
Well, being as I've been on the Transportation Committee 2 years up in the southwest Missouri in the past, Wade Meadows appointed me, and I was there. I guess I won't, but I'll.
If you would, I mean, we have some, like MoDOT, an individual from MoDOT is going to be sitting in the as an advisor, as well as some engineers, so please join us.
Well, I'd like to. I mean, I'm the one that started the bridge 15 years ago when nobody even thought we needed another bridge. So, I mean, yeah, I was interested in things years ago, and I'm still interested in it. So, all right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Bob, have you mentioned, an elected official that's up for re-election. Have you talked to them about the issue?
No, I haven't. No, there are five positions which elected officials are running, and I didn't name who it is, because if I do, somebody will say, "Well, he's picking on somebody."
Right.
So
my suggestion would be, personally, if you were talking about me and the other five you're talking about, if I would like to know. I mean, one on one, I appreciate you not bringing it up. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But whichever official it is that you feel like has pressured somebody, I think each one that's running would want to know that.
Yeah, and
because I don't think that anybody would intentionally do that.
Right, and
instead of having to go to the Secretary of State and look for more rules, we got lots of rules.
Well, I do know that sometimes people will tell stories, so that's why I'm not mentioning who or what. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to check it out, and I'm not a legal authority, but if Secretary of State comes down and checks it out, I mean, but it's not right.
Yeah.
It's not.
Why don't you give him a call?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bob, before you leave there, I had four calls this weekend for people that said that signs were put in their yards that they did not want. There is a state law against that, I think, but there was four people that contacted me said that there was signs in their yard that they did not give permission for, and matter of fact, all of them, some people are intimidated by the fact
yes.
that somebody puts a sign in their yard and they are a county official and they themselves are afraid that they don't know what to do.
That's exactly right.
And they don't know if they take it down, if they're going to be looked at in the future as on some issue. Nobody likes to, I don't think, intentionally start trouble, but this is a situation that needs to be addressed. And it's the same thing as the signs that are on the highway right away. I know in campaigns in the past that there has been signs allowed in highway right away because there were relatives that worked for the highway department, and it infuriated me that whenever I found out that part of it that there was allowed to do so. I personally witnessed a MoDOT employee pick a man's sign up, mow past it, and stick it back in the ground. And some of our people that were running had to go to the transfer station because they pitched their signs, and they had to go out to the transfer station and pick them up. So I know this to be a fact. And so I appreciate you bringing that voice of concern up. It's been a concern of mine.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Anything else, sir? All right. That was it. Public comment. Next one was the issue I brought up last week on allowing use of our room, and both of you wanted to think on that. Have you had time to come up with a yes or no?
It's a no for me.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think this is the place for county business, and there's too much politics that go on in here in the first place.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the answer. Mm-hmm. Other issues, questions? All righty.
Rick's here. Can he go ahead and answer that question about Carol Davis's and mileage? Because he knows this. Is it all right for him to come in and just do it real fast?
We approved the payment.
No, he just went.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's fine. I don't. Yeah, sure.
What is the question? I wouldn't listen.
It's just real fast. Last year we needed clarification on Carol Davis's mileage and how the courts are working. Carol had some mileage in there today that we approved. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're looking at that. You just want to remind us how it's all set up?
The way it was set up, when Carol came in, she informed me that they had increased the fees and they had talked about the mileage. And my understanding was that the judge had said that since we increased the fees, she would just take the mileage. And rather than charge it back to individuals, she takes it out of those fees that she collects.
And are we staying pretty whole on that then?
Oh. She's not, her total revenues are not nearly as much as they were last year. I think she probably has fewer, what do you call those? The words escape me right now. Wards, uh-huh. I believe right now, but I'm not sure. But usually her fees are increased at midterm and at the end of the year because she has things that she has to take care of then.
So we're seeing the fees coming in, though.
Yes, they are coming in.
That's part of the answer to the question that I have. But I've seen, usually we have a one or two, if you call them wards, that's what she had wrote on the invoice. My question was, this time we had several mm-hmm. on the list there. And I wasn't clear about exactly how that option that she has worked, and that was the reason I asked the question. I'd like to meet with you and her and make that totally clear in my mind, because I thought it was, when you say the word option, there's either one way or the other.
And, are you talking about how she takes her salary option, or?
Yes.
Yeah. Once she's made that decision, she cannot change back. So she is paid salary rather than by fees. So the fees come into the county, and then she takes a salary from the county.
Right.
There was litigation over that several years ago. Mm-hmm.
It's been
the switch was made several years ago, and it can't be made back.
And if I understand it right, when they come into office, they make the choice when they come into office the first time, and then they
can't
change.
But once the switch is made, it doesn't matter if it's your predecessor. You don't get to change it just because you're newly
clarification
elected.
Clarification on Bob's part. I was wondering about that. Good.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Thank you, Rick. One less thing for me to do.
All right. We'll recess a couple of minutes and get into our weekly agenda.